Hey everybody, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Cha. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to do some more teardowns.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
And we want you to do your best.
And Stelly's going to start. But what I'm finding interesting about this one is it's in German.
Oh, shit. You see it in German? I have the / EN, which is English. So I see the English version
for
this.
Oh, wow. Awesome. All right. Let's do it in English.
All right. Let's rock and roll. So this is Timer. So TIMR.com, then / EN if you want it in English. So here's what I see. It's online time tracking simply everywhere. Timer is more than just time tracking. Try Timer for free. All right. Okay, cool. I get what it is. That's good. It's a time tracking thing. I see some young dude that's laughing on a large image, some young kind of hipster professional. Maybe he's happy. I don't know. I don't instantly know who this is for. Is this for freelancers? Is this for corporations? So this is my next question. And why is this, why is the simply everywhere the good thing? And why is it more than just time tracking? But the main thing is like the use case of time tracking here. So I scroll down and I see work time and absence tracking, work time and absence tracking inclusive. Including vacation account. Okay, so this is for people that are probably not freelancers because this thing is tracking when you go on vacation and when you are not working and take, you know, time off or absence or whatever. I see some screenshots of the product. Time tracking for customers, projects, and tasks. Okay, so they have a mobile app. They have a website thing. And I assume that that's why they say that they are everywhere. The main thing I'm struggling with here is that, yeah, I don't know who this is for and how this differentiates from other things.
Yeah, I mean, for me also, like, this is a gripe, and I don't think copy should be written like this, but there's a lot of, like, camel casing. So a lot of, like, words that have a start with a capital and other ones that don't. And then there's also an abbreviation for including, INCL, period, which I would never use in copy. So I would suggest just fixing that up. Honestly, like, I think most of the problems on this site are not really the screenshots or the flow or anything. They're actually all in the copy. It just seems like there's a ton of copy and a lot of it's a little confusing. And there's a lot of references to Timer, TIMR, which is what the product is. Even you missed it, Stelly, when you said time is more than just time tracking, it's actually timer is more than just time tracking.
Oh, okay.
So my, you know, biggest suggestion just to give one and sort of move on is like work on the copy. The copy is pretty like too timer focused. Like I'm just searching for TIMR. There's 16 mentions of TIMR on the page. So that's just evidence of like just too much me in terms of talking about the business and the name of the business when you don't need to do that. You need to talk to the customer. And the potential customer that's coming to the site.
I love it. That makes a ton of sense. All right, let's get to the next one. I think that this episode we're going to churn through a lot more because you guys keep suggesting your websites to get teardowns, and we don't
want
to disappoint anybody. Yeah. So the next one, I think you go first, Heaton. It's Better Proposals.
Cool. And that's betterproposals.com?
No. I shared it in chat. It's betterproposals.io.
No. Yeah. Okay, I didn't get it. But okay, that's cool.
Okay.
The internet, you know? Okay, so it's loading. It's great. The homepage, it says creatives and service businesses. Okay. And then it says sales proposal simplified. Writing proposals should be simple. Now it is. No formatting or spending hours making it look nice. Just write what you like. Type in your pricing. Everything else is automatic. Okay, so I'll just start with some of the things I like. So I like that they are attempting to talk about who it's for by saying creatives and service businesses. What I don't like about that, it just comes out of nowhere. And it's just mentioned right at the top. So that's kind of weird. And then below it says sales proposals simplified. So the way I would do that is I would actually merge those two and say, and also I have a big gripe of this. Many of you have probably heard this before, but I don't like the word simplified because I don't know what that means. And nobody really knows what that means. It's very generic. So you should try to be more specific. What do you actually do for sales proposals would be what I would try to describe there. So what I would say though is I would merge creatives and service businesses with what that value prop is. So it would be something more like sales proposals made simple for creatives and service businesses. And I know I said I don't like simple, but just for the sake of the conversation, ideally you would include the biggest benefit of your product there. So, create sales proposals like never before if you're a creative or service business. Something like that would be more descriptive of what you do. Beyond that, I really love the copy below it. Like writing proposals should be simple. Again, that should be more specific. Like writing proposals should be easy and efficient would be much better than saying simple. And then you can say, now it is. No formatting or spending hours making it look nice. What I really love about that copy is it actually speaks to the customer. So there's a lot of customer-centric copy at the top, which is great. Just to riff on it a little bit more, see how easy it is to create proposals now. And then there's like a video, kind of cool to talk about it like that. And there's a whole bunch of dense copy below it. And there's a whole bunch of stuff about like how it works. In general, all of it looks like a generally good SaaS page. One last thing I'll say before handing it off to you, Steli, is the buttons are very generic. It says try the free forever plan and plans and pricing as the two buttons. And I'd again be more specific about, make proposals easier for you now and things like that instead of these generic sort of this generic sign up copy. And just to give you a reference on how I think about buttons, if someone looks at your button copy, just independent of anything else, so they're just looking at your button and there's nothing else on the page, that button should at least give them some idea of what your product does. That's a good way and a good benchmark for how I think about these buttons.
Awesome. I think that's really solid. I agree with most of what you said. It's just a little thing that I have is like when you go on the home page, the main page is filled kind of with a really classy, like gray background. And I think it's very simple and clean, which I love. I think that they've done a good job on that. But the moment I scroll down at the next area where they show me like the video, that actually looks really cheaply done and very different from a design point of view than the top of the homepage.
Good catch.
So to me, I arrive at the top and I'm like, wow, this is clean, super well designed. These people probably know something about like product. And then I scroll down and it looks super cheap and wanky. And maybe this is an old video they've done or something. But I really don't like that, and I don't think it fits with the rest of the design of the website. So I would change that. Besides that, I think that, overall, this is a good site. I really like the example proposals, that page. So it's kind of cool. It shows you, if you do video production, here's how a proposal would look like when you do it with us. If you have all these different use cases, I think that's smart. The pricing page seems kind of clean and nice. They have a little Q&A below the pricing structure, which I usually like. And yeah, I like this. I get it. I'm curious. I was actually curious about this. On the homepage, they have these two buttons, right? They have one that's kind of highlighted because it's green that says try the free forever plan. And then on the right one, it's a button that looks a little less like a button because it doesn't have a color that says plans and pricing. That's interesting. Instead of advocating for the free trial or for trialing the product or advocating to just sign up for free, they say, hey, there's a free forever plan that you can check out, or you can check out what the other plans are and what the pricing for those are. I don't even know if this is good or bad. I'm just curious, have you seen this before? This is a good tactic or strategy? Because it's not common. I don't see the people pitching the free forever plan as the main kind of call to action button. I don't see that often.
Yeah, I'd usually just pitch sign up. Get them in there and don't worry about pricing or plans or anything like that if you have a free plan. That's usually my suggestion instead of having both of them. So I actually love that they're promoting the free plan and getting people to sign up, but I think it can be a little confusing the way they're doing it with both buttons.
Cool. All right, let's move on to the next one. As you guys see, we're on the money, on the ball right now. I'm going to try to churn out as many as possible. So the next one is called Squad Fusion. It's squadfusion.com. And I don't know if Skype isn't working, but I'm sending those over to you via chat, but squadfusion.com should work.
It says, I got it.
You see it? Cool. So it says, athletes need the right equipment to win. So do you. Organize your club with Squad Fusion, league and team management software for amateur sports. 90-day risk-free trial, no credit card required, and no setup fees. Then it has a button that doesn't say sign up or anything like that. It says schedule a demo. Okay. The background image is kind of like a kind of football coach with a few, looks like a kind of a fairly junior, maybe I don't know what class this is, like high school or even junior high or something like that. So this is a thing that helps kind of amateur teams manage their equipment and organize their club. Okay, I get it. The logo, I don't like. Squad Fusion, it looks, I don't know, it looks like a logo designed in the 80s for something that has nothing to do with sports, that has nothing to do with software. It just looks very, very, very outdated. So I'm not a huge fan. I think that you can just post a gig on 99design and get, you know, for $100 or $150, get something much better than this. So I don't love the logo design, to be honest. But I like that I get what it is. You know, I have some sense of what this is. So if I'm a coach, if I organize a thing, this is for me. I'm not sure if I want to schedule a demo. This seems very involved. So that's the I'm not exactly sure if this is really what I want to do at this point. When I scroll down, I see some screenshots on how this product works. It shows me that they have a mobile version and a web version, you know, and they have, you know, the copy's a little light. So, yeah, I think the homepage, they do a good job in telling me what it is. I don't necessarily know if they have their funnel figured out here. If I land on this page, do I really want to click schedule a button? Maybe not. You know, I would want to learn a bit more about it. And when I scroll down to do so, I don't find that site accomplishes this necessarily at this point.
Yeah, I fully agree with everything you're saying. When you have a sort of 90-day risk-free trial is what they say they have, no credit card required, no setup fees, that kind of implies that people can just sign up and start using it. But judging by the schedule a demo, it's not really set up like that. So I'm curious if this business is just mostly doing outbound sales and the site is mostly just used to explain what they do and show some pricing and stuff. That would be my intuition just based on what I see here. But there are many sites like this that also do lead gen right from the homepage. One advice that I'd give is if you're going to talk about your trial and no credit card required, no setup fees, but yet ask for a demo, you might just want to put the demo form right on the homepage just so that you can drive people to more demos versus just a button and then a new page. It's something that I've seen work really well when your whole product is about actually showing it off and you don't let people use it until they're actually on a call and demoing and until after they get past that. Outside of that, yeah, it does describe it really well. It says who it's for and what you know they can get out of it. So I really like the aspects of it as well. Yeah,
cool. Right.
I'm not getting your messages. So you should probably just say
the website. The
yeah.
Yeah. So the next one, the next one is called VentureStorm.com.
Okay.
Just like you would think, it's spelling.
Great. I loaded it. And at the top, it says, find the perfect developer for your company. Thousands of startups use VentureStorm to advance their venture. Okay, great. So I think the value prop is really great at the top where it says, find the perfect developer for your company. It feels like it resonates with it could resonate with lots of people. Then below it, it says, thousands of startups use VentureStorm to advance their venture. I think that's where it breaks down for me. I don't really know what advance their venture means. You're going from speaking in the voice of speaking to me when you say for your company all the way to going in the voice of talking about VentureStorm and how there's all these startups on the site. So I know you're trying to add social proof or say that, oh, people are already using this, which is great. But you switch voices there, which can be really tricky and good and hard to get hard for people to actually accept and understand. So something better would be like thousands of companies like you have already used VentureStorm to find their perfect developer, just to double down on this whole perfect developer thing. And then the button, again, my gripe, which is usual with all these teardowns, is that it just says get started. And it should say, and then when I hit, it's even more complicated. When I hit the button, it says get started, and then it has this little weird drop down, which I've never seen before, ever, where it says as a startup or as a developer, and it takes me on two paths. Usually when you want to do this, you want to say something more like, I'm a startup looking for a developer, or I'm a developer looking to help startups, and basically separate those two buttons out, but put them both on the homepage. That usually is a better approach than making people click twice on the page. That way they click once and then get to the appropriate page that matters the most. Both of those buttons go to different pages. One goes to like a pricing-like page where the startup can sign up. The other button goes to like a developer sign-up page. The one problem with the developer sign-up page is that it doesn't really speak to the developer until I select developer. So again, the copy is very generic. It says sign up, connect with awesome startups in minutes. And it's just not as strong as it could be and not speaking to the developer. And then when I go to the startup sign up and then get back and then select like the free plan, I get to a page that says sign up, advance your venture with the technical talent you've been looking for. I really love that this headline is sort of personalized. Or the subheadline, but I'd actually advise these folks to actually make the headline itself more personalized for each of those sign-up options. and then make them go directly without the dropdown. Yeah, outside of that, there's a bunch of language around why VentureStorm, trying to explain what it's all about and become a developer. Just feels like you're solving for two types of users here, and there's probably a better way to do that than like just, you know, kind of barfing all the copy on the whole page.
Yeah, I have issues with this. So I like, I mean, the name is kind of good, the domain is good and all that. I agree with everything you're saying, but my problem is that at first my impression is this is a place where this is kind of a freelancer website where I can go and find developers, right, for what I'm trying to do, and then when I go on when I select the four startups and they show me the pricing, it shows me like there's a recommended startup package which is like $29.99 a month, and I'm like, wait, what are they billing me every month? What for every job I post? And then I have to scroll down and go, ah, okay, so this is active projects I can have, and then I have unlimited project applications. I'm just a little confused what to expect here. So I'm going to be paying $30 a month, and for that I can post as many projects that I want, and maybe somebody's going to apply for these or not. Is that what it is? I don't know, man. I'm a little skeptical here. The other thing is, I really think if your main core audience are startups and developers, I think that your site needs to be really, really good and really strong. And there's just some parts when I scroll to the footer has a featured in section, which basically somebody did that's not the web designer there. Maybe the marketer was this or something, but it's like totally. It's just ugly. It's just not correct. The spacing, everything about it is not right. It's just an image. Yeah, it's a large image that says featured in, and then it gives a few different logos of publications. Obviously, I cannot click it because it's an image. It should not be an image. So this just creates a bad impression for me that I don't trust the people behind this. They're not because they're lying, but because this is probably a very junior team, very inexperienced. They maybe are not as good at this stuff. So if they don't know how to put together, they don't know how to hire developers to put together an amazing website for them, then how should I trust that I can put my projects on this and find great developers and get great quality work? So I know that this is harsh, but this is my true feelings. When I look at the site, it just doesn't look, it's not done well, and hence I cannot trust it.
Yep, love it. Makes sense.
All right, let's get to the next one. The next one is called myshownotes.com. Again, just like you said. So I'll go on this thing, My Show Notes, and it says detailed show notes for your podcast fast. Detailed show notes for your podcast fast. Right. So this is what I would lovingly call English, which is just bad English. And I have a lot of that myself. So people on our team make a lot of fun at times at me because I write a sentence that's just not real English. It's just a European version of English. So yeah, the fast is throwing me off here. But get show notes, you know, get great show notes for your podcast or podcast show notes, you know, done fast or within 24 hours or something along those lines. Okay, so I get what this is. I put my podcast in here, and then you write all the show notes. And, you know, we have a podcast, as people know that are listening, so we know the value proposition of this. I like the site. The site feels pretty clean. When I scroll down, I kind of get a bunch of things here of, like, they actually show me, you know, how they're going to be charging me and how many links they have and how many people click on the links, maybe. So it's super simple delivery, intelligent, custom for you, save time and grow faster. And then they have what people are saying about them, and they have some podcasters saying that they are nice people and do good work. Cool. I mean, I get it. All right. They write show notes. So what I'm – the number one thing I look for now, my next curiosity here is I don't necessarily want quotes. Oh, this is a single page design. That's unfortunate. So – I don't want people saying you do great work. I actually want to see your work. So I really, the number one thing I want to see here is I just want to see a five examples of podcasts and the show notes you made for them. That's because I want to be able to judge the quality of your work, which is more important than the speed. I'm also curious about the speed, because nowhere that I can, when I skim through this, I don't see a timeline here. You're selling me on fast, but I don't see what fast means. Is it in an hour, 24 hours, 48 hours? How fast can you get it to me? I don't know. It doesn't say anywhere as far as I can tell. And then pricing, sure. Oh, when I click pricing, nothing happens. I think what, yeah. Huh. The pricing link is not working for me.
I think they're just trying to say that you have to put in your email to get their super simple pricing. So they're creating some level of like mystery or something. Just when you read the copy, that's what it seems like. It's a very non-standard practice. And the only reason I say that is the button actually says, how much does this cost? Right.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Yeah. I would have never understood this, because I don't read the button copy at this point. Like, I just look pricing.
I click pricing. It took me a second, too.
The site moves just ever so slightly, and nothing changes. And I'm like, this doesn't work. It's my interpretation of it.
Yeah. So they probably need to fix that flow. But overall, I totally agree with everything you're saying. It's ironic that they say our team of native English speakers, and then the copy is not really solid, because I think it goes back to your point from even the last teardown. Like, make your stuff trustworthy, aligned with what you're doing, right? And this doesn't feel that way. Just like the Venture Storm one doesn't feel like I would trust it, because what you're proposing you can do for me, you're not even doing well for yourself. So yeah.
Yeah, I think that's it. That's as much as we could give teardowns and give feedback. There's going to be, maybe we might do some more of these. We might actually do some of these and just send it to our private email list. So make sure to get on the email list. Go to thestartupchat.com. Make sure that you're on our email list. We're going to start maybe experimenting with sending more emails to you people with valuable stuff and maybe exclusive episodes. But this is it for us for this week.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.